7:42 at WEOL. Bruce Van Dyke along with Craig Adams. And joining us in the studio, we have with us Kat Evers and also Katie Bevan here from the Lorain County Safe Community Coalition to talk about the Zero Proof Mix-Off.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's coming up December 1st, right?
Yes. December 1st from 5:30 to 7:30 at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center.
It's the 15th annual Zero Proof Mix-Off for people who have not been to one of these before or look at Zero Proof. Tell them kind of what the idea behind this whole project is.
Sure. So it began 15 years ago with the premise of, you know, people are out there, they're driving impaired, and not only that, but sometimes we as a society don't always have this invitation, if you will, to drink something other than alcohol at a holiday party. You know, you go to over a friend's house and there's all kinds of fun and festive drinks, but they're oftentimes filled with alcohol. And so for people who want to be the designated driver, they don't really have that opportunity to be a part of that fun. Because they're served water, maybe. And so this is an opportunity to really raise awareness about impaired driving as a whole in Lorain County, and then also to encourage people to explore their recipes a little bit.
Now, you have people from the community coming up with these concoctions.
Yes.
Where do they come from? Who are the people that are involved this year? If you could just kind of maybe name a few of them or some of them that are a part of this.
Sure. We kind of have a great variety this year, kind of all around the county. Some of the ones that have been here in the past are coming back. The Nord Center, United Way of Greater Lorain County. We also have the Highway State Patrol, Metro Parks. We actually have a lot of student groups this year. We have two groups from Keystone High School. We have a group from Elyria Catholic. And then we also have the LCC Police Academy, JVS. So it's a really great opportunity for some of our local schools to get involved, but we also have some of the great community agencies that do a lot of good here in Lorain County participating. We're happy to have them.
So for people who have not been to one of these, you walk in the door, and then what?
Yeah, so you walk in the door and you get a little token or a ticket, and so that ticket serves to as your vote. You have a voice in the mix-off, which is really, I think, exciting, especially for people coming off this last election. They have a voice at the mix-off, so they get to vote for their favorite drink of the evening. But as they enter in the large room there at LCCC, they will get to taste test 21 different drinks, some hot, some cold. They kind of just get to mingle with friends, run into people they haven't seen in a long time.
It's kind of like, you know, I've been to a number of these. It's kind of like going to a party, crashing a party. You know some people you don't know, and there's no cost involved.
Absolutely.
You can sample all these drinks. Some people bring along a little side dish, maybe not, you know, hors d'oeuvre or something mm-hmm. to go with it. So it's a lot of fun. You have music too.
Yeah, right? We do have live music. And so this year, again, we will have the Madrigals of Amherst Steele High School with us, and they will be roaming around caroling throughout the venue. Then we also have with us the Ohio State Highway Patrol's drum and bugle corps, right, and also the pipes and drums of the Cleveland Police Department.
So for people who attend, they taste a drink and say, boy, I'd like to have this at home. How do I do that? Do you have recipes available, booklets? How do you do that?
Yes, absolutely. So a great thing is when you do walk in and you get your ticket, you also can get a recipe book. And we have those actually going to print right now. So they'll have all the recipes from the participants this year, and then it also includes recipes of winners from last year. So tons of recipes and tons of fun for you to bring those recipes home and try out with your family to have at your next holiday party. So we'll also have those kind of spread throughout the county after the event if you are interested in trying some of the recipes.
Talking to Kat Evers, also Katie Bevan this morning about the Zero Proof Mix-Off, which is coming up on December 1st over at the Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center. You mentioned the reason you do this is just to bring awareness of the fact that there still is an issue of drinking and driving, especially in Lorain County. Talk a little bit about that, and I mean, what else is going on during that time to just remind people about the need not to drink and drive?
Sure. So, you know, when we look back to 2015 and we look at all the fatal crashes that occurred, one in every two crashes last year involved alcohol and or drugs. And so that really points to the problem, you know, kind of going back socially, like what are we doing as a society to kind of change our behaviors So that we're telling our friends, no, like, put the drink down, or let me call an Uber for you. What are we doing in our social circles to kind of change that conversation? And so during the mix-off, you will hear messages from local people, you know, this is what I see as a law enforcement officer, or this is what I've been through as a mom who's lost a son. And so you'll hear messages throughout the event. Yet at the same time, we're really careful to make sure that this is a party that you feel is fun and that you're able to come and crash, as Craig said. But yeah, remembering the underlying message is really that we want people to be safer on Lorain County roads.
You imagine you've been doing this for about 15 years. You almost kind of get into a whole generation of kids that are growing up with this kind of thing that's happening. You talked about how there's students that are involved. And that's really where it kind of starts for people of developing a pattern or what they expect when they're socializing. So that's a message that you're getting out. And this is an event that's open to families, in a sense,
absolutely,
you know, kids and parents or whatever, to come and try some of these because they're all out of non-alcoholic. I can tell you, though, every time I think about the Zero Proof Mix-Off, I get a little bit of the ache in my sweet tooth because there seems to be a lot of drinks that they kind of have a lot of different sugar kind of dessert drinks as well, but it's a variety of different things.
Yeah, and I'm really glad you actually brought up the whole sweet tooth thing because something that our planning committee thought of this year is, what if we offer bonus points to the drink competitors who incorporate either a fruit or a vegetable in their drink this year? So we have almost every single agency participating in that bonus opportunity. So that's an opportunity to kind of make the drinks a little bit healthier. And yet still making them really tasty. I can assure you there's no shortage on sweets and yummy ingredients.
Any kale? Is anybody putting kale in their drinks?
No, there's no kale. Okay. I think that the only vegetable I have seen is pumpkin.
Mm. Okay.
Yes.
That can be tasty. In years past, you've also had people vote for different drinks. The voting again, same this year?
Yeah, same this year.
Yeah, we have the same categories. So best tasting drink, best presentation, best name, best student drink, people's choice. So that's the one that everyone gets to vote for. And then the overall winner.
And when you talk about presentation, people have their tables, their booth areas, and some decorate them in a very festive way. So much color, so much fun. I still remember, was it a couple of years ago, somebody brought in am I thinking about the right event? I think I am. The guys who dressed up as Kiss?
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
That was terrific.
I think 4 years ago.
Wait, they went to the North Ridgeville Police, if
exactly.
I'm not mistaken. Like
good
that.
Memory.
Well, we lost out to them. Our booth that we set up was kind of right next to them, and we were kind of like we were in the shadows of Gene Simmons and his boots.
And that we had the Cavalier Girls there too, right? Was that the one?
No, that was a different year. Now, somebody, Craig, you're going to have to get your facts straight because, Craig, you're working as the MC this year, if I'm not mistaken, or at least going to be a part of the event, too. So we're always glad to be supporters and bring you a little bit of what's happening at the mix-off. Again, it goes on from what time is it? Because 6?
5:30. 5:30 to 7:30.
And over at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Center, and also again it's December 1st. People can come out there and enjoy all the different things. Now if you can't make it out there, don't you usually kind of post these recipes or have some kind of a contingency plan for people who maybe can't make it out there too?
Yeah, they will be online at LorainCountyHealth.com beginning December 2nd. And then we also partner with Discount Drug Marts in Lorain County. And so we will have a limited supply of recipe books available to pick up in store at Discount Drug Mart.
All right. Well, the creativity is brewing right now in the community as the different agencies putting together their drinks, not only with the tasting of it, the display, the naming of it as well. Again, our guest today, Katie Bevin and also Kat Evers, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Sharing details again, the Zero Proof Mix-Off coming up on December 1st.